My name is Greg Mello, and today I have a very special guest. Dre and Louie are out in the field reporting, doing their own stories. So on the other side from me, a fellow Philly sports fan, close friend, fellow Medillion, Emma Goodson. How are you today?
Hi, Greg. Doing pretty well. It's been an interesting morning, but excited to be on the pod.
Yeah, for sure. It has been an interesting morning. Have dealt with a few technical issues to get here, but that's all squared away. And we should have another guest on in a little bit. And we are back with Ilan Vinokurov of EV Hoops, NBA scout, NCAA prospect scout. Ilan, thank you for joining us. Hope you're ready for this this grilling that we're going to give you. Huh?
Yeah, always happy to talk about the prep to pro generation and the return of that era and kind of how that's going to shape the future of the NBA draft.
So, Ilan, just first off, I'm sure you've been following what the NBA has been proposing to draft. The draft age now going to be hopefully to 18. They're looking at the 2022 draft class to start that up. So what are just your general thoughts about how that is going to impact the game, some quick pros, cons from your perspective?
I mean, you always increase the possibility of risk anytime you get less of a chance to see players. You know, like when you get to see a guy play in the NCAA tournament, in conference tournaments all season from you know, November to March, and you get to see them tons of times, and you get to see them against better competition. You'd like to think that it improves your chances of hitting on a player, being right and being accurate on what you think a player is ultimately going to be. When you talk about guys coming from high school, they're playing in lesser competition, they have lesser talent around them. They're just overall younger typically, obviously, and their maturity level is less. So, you know, I guess the risk there is that you're just increasing the probability that you're just wrong about a player. You're more maybe likely to be impacted by where a player is ranked in this high school class. Not that you're going to think that that's the end-all, be-all, but there's some sort of, like, mental anchor there in where a player's ranked in a high school class that you might not even know exists or want to admit exists, but it's what's driving you probably to go see a player in the first place. Whereas in college, you just have kind of more time to let the cream rise to the top. And I think you're going to lose that, which means NBA teams are in high school gyms. NBA teams are probably going to AAU events. And we just have to see, like, we know what that did to the prep to pro generation, starting with, you know, the Garnetts of the world and up to, like, the Lou Williams and the Montellises and the Andrew Bynums. But, like, that's a different era. That's not an era that grew up with social media. I don't think that that's an era that was as impacted by the AAU culture. So, like, what are NBA teams and high school gyms and NBA teams at AAU games going to do to an era of players that is growing up with social media, is growing up with this AAU culture, is growing up with what, you know, Adam Silver has come out and said is just kind of like a general, almost like a state of, like, unhappiness. And I don't know. I mean, it's possible to say, but I think it's something we have to kind of at least talk about and try to figure out.